The events of 1989 commemorated this week brought back many emotional memories and moments. I was 19 when it happened, still living at home, only not in Czechoslovakia, but in Canada. Like thousands of others of Czech descent born to their parents' adopted countries, I watched the Velvet Revolution unfold on the TV screen, night after night, until somehow miraculously at the end of it, the communist system crumbled and collapsed. NBC, CBS, ABC, and of course the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation with its nightly news program, The National, all were essential viewing. We watched the highly respected correspondent Joe Schlesinger, a son of Czechoslovakia, who had been saved from the Nazis by Nicholas Winton. His accent and his summary of what was happening in my parents' homeland stayed with me to this day. Back in 2005, I even had the chance to interview the former CBC news head to ask him about those incredible days, a real privilege. It was Schlesinger, along with colleagues, who reported on the revolution in countless Canadian living rooms. We watched riveted. Crowds of hundreds of thousands gathered on Wenceslas Square. Strikes broke out throughout the country. And we couldn't believe it when Alexander Dubček and, of course, Václav Havel took to the podium. All the time, we kept our fingers crossed. Who could have believed it would ever happen? Back in the early 70s, my parents certainly didn't, writing to their families month after month, even as back home, normalization set in. Several years after they left, one of my grandmothers was finally allowed to visit us, alone. By then I was 4 years old, and the truth be told, unaccustomed to members of the older generation. Already somewhat bilingual, it was easy for me to confuse words like baba or babichka with yezhibaba. One means grandma, the other witch. So my first encounter with Granny did not get off to the best of starts. But she's still here today, 98 years old, and this week she too, even in her phenomenal old age, marked 20 years since the revolution. When I was small, my other granny from my mother's side also visited Canada around the time I was a preschooler. She also had to come alone. I have vague memories of long walks with her, a little boy grabbing at her hand. Once, she stepped onto someone's front lawn and, to my astonishment, began to gather bright red apples off the grass, even as the homeowner peered suspiciously out the front door. "Granny, you can't do that," I berated her. "It belongs to somebody." "Then why are they leaving them to rot on the grass?" she asked. Two memories, just two. There were others, of course, many more, but not enough. Usually, there were letters, postcards. There was the scratchy line of the odd phone call at Christmas. Even when my grandmother was able to visit Canada, there was always the knowledge that time was limited. Departures could be put off, but only for so long. And, of course, they were always painful. When I was small, Czechoslovakia was a strange and far-off place of dark medieval buildings and deep shadows, photos I saw in a Sudek book. It was a town or a garden or even simply a chicken coop my grandmother kept, which I had only ever seen in pictures. When I entered my teens, I read Kafka for the first time and remember my father giving me some articles about Joe Papp and support for Václav Havel in 1986. I read, but at that time can't remember if I really understood. After all, I was 16. In 1989, then, everything unexpectedly came to a head. Communist government after communist government in the Eastern Bloc collapsed, and by now we waited anxiously for Czechoslovakia to follow suit. Eventually it did. If it hadn't been for those days, my life, like so many others, would have been completely different. For me, no discovery of the people and the culture here, the good as well as the bad. The transition of the full-fledged democracy and other things I was able to witness. My two grannies, though, at least lived to see the fall of totalitarianism and to see their grandson, as an adult, come back, to visit and eventually to live. I cannot describe how rewarding that was for me, and I think also for them, and it's something I'll always be thankful to have experienced. On the anniversary of the fall of communism, I found myself again thinking of both, one still living, the other now departed, how they lived apart from their own children and grandchildren, and what that must have been like. All thanks to one party and one party rule. Thanks to the communists.
Jan Wellinger with his letter from Prague. And finally, in this week's Czech books, Bernie